Quarter to six in the morning, 5:45, and I don't know, I'm calling a total stranger. I know we've never done this before, but I thought maybe we could create a segment called Best 5 Minutes of the Day. I met this interesting guy at a discussion group last night, and I believe you said your name is Cans, Jason Cans?
Cans, yeah. I'm proud of you for pronouncing that correctly. A lot of times people get that incorrect, so
yeah.
Well, it's good to meet you.
Yeah, you were very interesting at the discussion group, and I just thought maybe I'd try you out here on the radio, see how it works, and maybe we could do it for 4 years.
Sure, that sounds good.
Yeah.
Well, I was telling you yesterday that I had the pleasure of meeting one of your daughter's friends, and she said, "You seem like a really cool guy." And I said, "I really am." And so.
There we go. Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. All right. Well. Good morning. It is Friday, and it's a very sad day. Do you know why?
I do not.
It's the last day in the best month of the year. That's why.
Last day of June.
Yeah.
I should have known.
Yeah.
I should have known. I mean, because we've been doing this for 4 years, I should have known that you would think that it's the worst day of the month.
Yeah. So anyhow, it's been a good month of June. We've had birthdays. We've had Father's Day. We've had Flag Day. We've had wonderful weather and warm weather on the horizon. Although I got to tell you, it could rain for the fireworks. Looking ahead here, 60% chance of showers on Tuesday night. So,
well, that will probably disappoint a lot of people. Mm-hmm. I rarely stay awake late enough for the fireworks.
Yeah,
but I know for a lot of people, that's really a highlight of their year.
Well, and what we got is I think they've got a new place instead of Carson Park this year. They're doing it off the bridge in Eau Claire, I think. So it's like, and they're talking about other places to look in terms of the best vantage point. So that's, as long as I've been in Eau Claire, they've been doing it at Carson Park. So that's
I don't remember any different. Yeah.
Right. Okay. Well. And wow, this is early to get into scripture. Well, we were part of this discussion group last night and it was good. You and I, another married couple and another woman who is married, but she was in the group, and that was a good time.
Yeah, you know, I think it's, for me, it was, I haven't been in a book discussion group for a while. I mean, you and I have often discussed books, but, mm-hmm. you know, it was just really neat to be able to sit down and, you know, having all been on the same page in terms of mm-hmm. having read through a certain section of the book, and it was really refreshing for me. I was telling my daughter before I left the house, I said, you know, I was a little nervous about going because I didn't know who would be there, and mm-hmm. But kind of got over the threshold of the door or of the house and made it there, and it was really good. I mm-hmm. really was blessed by meeting some new people and, of course, spending time with you. And so, yeah, I had a great time with that.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I'll tell you what, Galatians 3:15 and 16 heads us into the weekend. It
says, "Dear brothers and sisters, here's an example from everyday life. Just as no one can set aside or amend an irrevocable argument, so it is in this case. God gave the promises to Abraham and his child. And notice that the scripture doesn't say to his children as if it meant many descendants. Rather, it says to his child. And that, of course, means Christ."
And from your devotional commentary, Letters to the Beloved, Galatians 3:15 and 16 goes like this. "Sometimes it helps to see an example. When people establish a contract, no one can simply revoke or change it on a whim. A contract remains binding for all parties, regardless of what subsequently occurs. I made promises to Abraham and his offspring, and I always keep my word. Paul understood that my son fulfilled the promise I made to Abraham's offspring."
What stands out for me there is God's faithfulness, God's willingness to keep God's word, and just really sometimes I think it's hard for me to remember that, and yet we find that consistent in scripture that he doesn't fail even when we do.
Absolutely. And so that's the bottom line, is that you know, he's the one who created us out of love, and he's invited us into this, and he's going to get us through, right? So I like
absolutely.
That. Speaking of books, Transforming Grace by Jerry Bridges. That the one that awakened to me that idea that grace is not just, it's not just for justification and glorification, like when we, our heavenly bodies, but even It's the foundation of your sanctification is God's grace. So that's a good help.
Yep. Absolutely.
All right. Hold the line. I want to talk to you off the air. But there we go. Jason Kanz heading into the weekend here. Hope to see him for breakfast tomorrow. And you're invited. Randy's at 7. Well, Caleb, the parking lot picnic, the first one, is in the books. You were here for it. Tell me about it.
Well, 11 to 7 yesterday, so all day long. And yeah, there was a lot of heat out there, but the Lord sent away the rain, sent it a different direction, or we just didn't get it at all because I did not feel a drop of rain all day. I will say that wind, when it blew in from time to time, was very welcome. But man, we just had a ton of people coming in too. There were folks who came even before it started, too, because they were so excited for those inflatables. We have the giant caterpillar out there, the little bouncy castle with the slide for the little children, and then the bigger bouncy house as well, too. So that was a huge hit all day long. Tons of families with kids there yesterday.
That caterpillar, that was really different to see.
Yeah, we've had him. I don't know. I guess okay. I assume it's a him. We've had him, I think, one other time.
All
and,
right.
Yeah, definitely a big hit. So the kids were really enjoying that. We had water balloons. We had giant bubbles. The batter's box was just phenomenal. I enjoyed a couple different items from them. Had a root beer float from Olson's later on. Folks were raving about the strawberry rhubarb ice cream from Olson's. And we raised together with our sponsors almost $1,600 for the Wisconsin Foster Closet, and just learning more about their heart for foster families, providing, clothing and personal items for these beautiful children free of charge to the families, and just making sure that when a family has a placement, sometimes at the drop of a hat, that they can call anytime, day or night, and be able to go and get the things that they need. So just a wonderful organization. We appreciate Marquardt Motors, Buick, and GMC, and Days Gone By Early Learning of Eau Claire for their sponsorship support. Appreciate all of you coming out. Michael Rambo and the Jam, some great music. And again, an event doesn't happen without attendees. So thank you all for coming, for giving generously, and for being part of our lives.
Lots of fantastic pictures on the Facebook page. Check those out. I got to say, I like the one with your kids the best. So that's just my take.
I'll have to give one more shout out to, I had a blast meeting Taryn. She's 4 years old from Menominee. She likes to call in for our contest. She's a frequent Wake Up Show listener. And Taryn, you were just my buddy yesterday. I just really, really enjoyed. And of course, I like your mom and dad. I like hanging out with them and your baby brother as well. But, Taryn, you just made my day. So thank you for being part of the Whip family.
We've had some good times when she's called in, right?
Yes,
she's a very lively
indeed.
Personality. Well, is it time for some drawings?
Let's do some drawings. So the first one is, Havel, for a family four-pack of Wisconsin Dells passes. And these drawing boxes are just jam-packed full with entries. Uh-huh. Here we go. All right.
I'm shaking it up.
Got our drum roll ready to go.
All right.
The winner of, well, actually, what are these for? So, family four-pack, and you get tickets for
Mount Olympus Water and Theme Park, Original Duck, Circus World, and Top Secret.
Someone is going to have a great day in the Dells. And here we go. The winner of that Wisconsin Dells family four-pack from parking lot picnic number one is
Travis Walzer of Eau Claire.
Congratulations, Travis. Hope you have a wonderful day. And I think I met Travis, and I'm trying to remember, too. Hopefully I'm not going off the rails here, but I'm pretty sure Travis's son, Matthias, has a beautiful red mullet and is in that USA mullet competition.
Huh.
So vote for Matthias.
All right.
Vote for Matthias.
Excellent.
We'll see if my memory serves me, but I'm pretty sure that's right. All right. And now this is for two full event tickets to OneFest. We're going to throw in parking as well. Who's going to OneFest on our dime? The winner of two full event OneFest tickets.
This is a big deal.
Yeah, this one's really full. It is
Evie Casey of Eau Claire.
Evie, congratulations. You're joining us at OneFest.
Fantastic. Congratulations, Evie.
Thank you, everyone who came out. We may just have more drawings, more giveaways. You never know when you listen to the Whip Wake Up Show.
It could be Evie. So E-V-Y. Either way, Evie or Evie, congratulations.
Well, it's that time of week once again here on the Whip Wake Up Show, our Friday morning tradition, where because we know how busy you are, we get you caught up on everything that maybe you missed. News, sports, politics, pop culture. We go out, gather that information for you, and bring it to you here on the air so that you can be an informed citizen. But we know that time is short, so we keep it condensed. We call it headlines. And here you go.
Caleb, archaeologists in Jerusalem have discovered a 2,000-year-old receipt carved into a chalk stone slab.
And at the bottom of the carved receipt are the words, "Take our survey for a chance to win $500.
It's gone on forever.
Research found that the brains of mothers become larger right after they give birth.
Yeah, they also grow eyes in the back of their heads.
So that's how that works.
Mm-hmm. Researchers say missing just one night's sleep makes your brain shut down periodically.
I'm not saying I was a participant in that study, but I do call my midday naps scheduled system updates.
Sure does help.
According to new research, most Americans will work on their vacations, including this Independence Day.
Well, how else are we supposed to pay for Netflix now that we can't share someone's password?
True.
The Chinese Space Agency announced recently its plans to send the country's first manned mission to the moon by 2030.
That's going to be awkward when they find out Elon Musk already called dibs on it for his next vacation home.
He gets everything.
A survey revealed that pet owners who take excellent care of their pets end up spending far more on those animals than they would guess. For example, the lifetime expense of a dog is around $29,000, but $42,000 if you take better care of it.
And that doesn't even include college.
It's spendy.
And finally, Uber Eats will release 2,000 automated delivery robots in U.S. cities in a few years.
It's like a culinary robot apocalypse, except instead of destroying humanity, they're just bringing us lukewarm pizza.
How much are you supposed to tip a robot?
Those are your headlines, and now you're all caught up. Well, how about four things you didn't know yesterday that maybe you can share with folks as you gather around s'mores roasting or lighting things off for the 4th of July Independence Day weekend? If you're in some gatherings and the conversation comes to a lull, you can bring these things up. Did you know that the world's small... Well, of course you didn't, because these are the four things you didn't know yesterday. All right. Anyway, did you know that the world's smallest mammal is the bumblebee bat? I didn't know that, so I'm learning this along with you. The world's smallest mammal is the bumblebee bat, also known as Kitty's hog-nosed bat. It weighs about 2 grams and measures just over an inch in length. The bumblebee bat. Now you know. Four things you didn't know yesterday. Number two, the letter Q is the only letter in the alphabet that does not appear in the name of any of the United States. I probably could have figured that out, but still, fun fact. The average person's kidneys filter about how many liters of blood per day? 180. Thankful for my kidneys. The average person's kidneys filter about 180 liters of blood per day. And the final of four things you didn't know yesterday, in case conversation that's sparkling around the campfire comes to a screeching halt and you just need filler. In 2018, the residents of a tiny Welsh village were so exasperated with their feeble internet connection, they came together as a community to dig 15 miles of trenches to lay their own super fast cables. Guess we'll do a lot for internet. They could have just called 24/7 West Wisconsin Telecom, see if they would serve internationally. There you go. Four things you didn't know yesterday.
Time for the best of the week here on this Friday, last day of the month. And the next few minutes goes from last Friday through yesterday. Here we go. Baby Watch has got some news in it, Jason Cans.
It does. It does. I am officially a grandfather.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, it's very exciting. Sweet little girl named Rosalie. Just beautiful. I am just enamored with her. So, yeah, it's exciting. 7 pounds, 15 ounces, which is exactly what I weighed when I was born. I was talking with my mom yesterday, and she said, that's exactly what I thought. That's exactly what you weighed. She said, but I sure hope she doesn't get as big as you are. I said, yeah, you and me both.
Yeah, right. All right, we go to Detroit, Michigan once a week. We do it early on a Monday because if we can survive Detroit, we can survive anything. Drew, good morning.
Hey, what's up, Mark? That should be on a t-shirt. If we can survive Detroit, we can survive
anything. There you go.
Single folks, I know it's not easy, right? It's hard to meet people. It's hard to meet people, again, who in a God-honoring way. But let me just say, this is not... N-O-T, all in caps, not the way to meet someone. A woman in Indianapolis was robbed and then asked on a date. by the man who robbed her at gunpoint.
Out of my 3,100 Facebook friends, and I'm telling you what, Sam, we are so tight. We're in touch every day. I know you find that hard to believe.
I don't know that I've ever done $1 million worth of damage on the job yet. Yeah.
That is crazy.
Yeah, that's what happened in Troy, New York.
Yeah, in fact, this university filed a lawsuit after a janitor allegedly turned off a super cold freezer that was beeping in a lab, destroying decades of research and costing at least $1 million in damages.
Decades of research. The janitor with the cleaning service was annoyed by a constant beep in the lab he was cleaning. And he allegedly shut off not just the freezer, an entire circuit breaker that supplied power to said research freezer, a freezer that contained research that had been a project for decades.
I've had it with my microwave oven. I mean, when I put in a potato and push the pizza button, when it's done, it's still a potato. Our brother Randy Vandaloo. Good morning, friend.
Good morning, Mark.
Tell us what you...
Thank you for your prayers.
Oh, absolutely. We love you, appreciate you. You're a hospital chaplain yourself, but, I mean, tell us what's been going on with you in the last few days here.
Well, a week ago today, I was in Rushing Winds Fishing Resort, Christian Fishing Resort in Ontario, Canada, and I had a heart attack but didn't know it, and came back. The Lord was gracious, brought me back, and when I came to the hospital to go to work, I thought I should get this pressure in my chest checked out. And the pressure, when they did the enzyme test, they said you had a heart attack.
Wow.
And so I could look back to Monday night. That's when I felt the pressure and flew out of the camp on Tuesday morning, drove back to Stanley, went to the hospital on Wednesday morning and found out that I needed open heart surgery. And so I'm recovering from open heart surgery. I had 4 bypasses.
Mm.
God's been so gracious to me and my family. We're so grateful to the Lord.
Yeah.
He's not done with me yet.
No.
Well, how close are we are to the Jetsons being a reality? We're getting there. We're getting there because a flying car, a $300,000 flying car, but a flying car has received approval to fly from the U.S. government.
Yeah, that's right. A quirky-looking flying road vehicle that cost nearly $300,000 has received that legal approval.
California company Aleph Aeronautics claimed their Model A would be able to drive on roads. Okay. But take off into the sky to avoid traffic jams.
The dream of every urban driver.
Oh, my.
As we start the best 5 minutes of the day. Good morning, Grandpa.
Good morning.
It's going to be hard not to just rename the segment Good Morning, Grandpa.
I've had the pleasure of being able to hold my grandchild every day of her life so far.
Yeah.
I don't know if today will be the end of that, but we'll see.
From birth to quadruple bypass and everything between on the Whip Wake Up Show.
The last week, the best of the week. Thank you, Halvo.